Hi everyone, it is Max, the founder of Zero Impact. We're back this week with a sneaky peek of a recent video interview that I did. The first media of many, we hope. It was really, really exciting to get in front of the cameras and share a bit about the mission of Zero Impact, my thoughts on sustainability, and discussing the power that the consumer has. So enjoy this episode and let me know what you think. Sustainability is, I think it's about mindset, and it's about doing more with less, reusing things, thinking things much more long term. We only have one planet and we only have a finite amount of resources, so I think it's about using those resources as best as possible, as long as possible.
So what's the idea for Zero Impact?
Outside of my job, I started a little bit of a side hustle, and I was selling coffee skincare products online. So I was featuring other people's products and putting it in a subscription box. And it was a really exciting time just to kind of cut my teeth in entrepreneurship. But then I realized that all of these products, they weren't using waste coffee grounds. They were using fresh coffee grounds. These are coffee grounds that are ready to drink. And a literally just going in a skincare product that's just going down the sink. So I thought, who was actually doing something about coffee grounds? And turned out not many people, especially in Australia. So with this opportunity, I just started to dig away, and using a bit of my chemistry background and, you know, interest in sustainability, kind of looking at Zero Impact, and it just kind of came to me, and been really excited to get great traction so far.
I'm trying to see how it works.
Zero Impact works by diverting coffee grounds away from landfill, where we recycle it into valuable products, such as biofuel. And this biofuel is sustainable, and it's also high performance. It means that it burns hotter than wood and cleaner than coal. And it means it's a really great alternative to products that are out there at the moment, such as brown coal, charcoal, wood, and of course coal for power stations as well. So we're really thinking about making a really great product with a mass market in Australia. We think this is a great way to really divert waste away from landfill in a massive, massive way, because we need so much fuel and use so much heat in this country for all kind of things.
What was your main aim and intention behind the idea?
The main aim behind Zero Impact is to prove that we can have a for-profit business that has zero impact to the environment and zero impact to people. I want to demonstrate that we can do things making a great product and a great service, but also doing something about climate change and sustainability at the same time. I think in Australia we desperately need leadership like this, and it's not coming from government, it's gonna come from startups and the private sector. And we're gonna lead the way. We've got some really great traction so far, where we've got support through the VC community and also Energy Lab Accelerator here in Melbourne. And we're really excited to make a really big difference at scale.
So what challenges did you face during the process of creating your product?
Many, many challenges to get where we are now. When you're creating a product, it's so hard because you're battling against your assumptions the whole time. Really dangerous to just assume what a customer may want, and it's kind of this safe spot just to go out and create. And I think for entrepreneurs and really creative people, it's tempting just to build a product. But really, I think the challenge has been getting out there, hustling, interviewing pizza shops, interviewing customers, just gathering as much information as possible and putting myself out of my comfort zone and trying to get this information. With that, we've been able to prove all kind of stuff and learn all kind of stuff about the market and the customer, more so than just building a product and just seeing if it's going to work. So that's probably one of the challenges that we've overcome so far. In terms of the next steps, I think it's about scale, and yes, we have a product at a small scale, a couple of kilos, but how do we get it at 1,000 kilos an hour, 10,000 kilos of production an hour? That's a really exciting challenge going forward.
Claire, do you have any plans for other products?
In terms of plans for other products, we have our first product, which is targeting pizza shops, but we're looking to build a consumer product which has a massive, massive market. And this would be in terms of open fireplaces, wood stoves, also camping and the barbecuing sector. We know that all Australians love a barbecue, so this market is massive. We think there's a really great potential to have a sustainable product made from waste that is fit for the 21st century, and really targeting millennials who really care about the environment as well.
If you can disclose them, do you have any collaborations coming up?
In terms of our collaboration so far, we've been really lucky that we partnered with VC firm, accelerators, and also wider in industry. We wouldn't have got this far without the backing of Griffiths Brothers, a coffee roaster, who are down in Mulgrave. And they've been really kind in supporting us and helping us on our journey so far. Actually won a coffee hackathon back in October last year, sponsored by them. And with their help, we've been leveraging not only their expertise, but their vans and their facilities to start collecting coffee waste at scale. But it's really dependent on wider collaborations in the industry. We need action, not only at more coffee roasters, but cafes, and even coffee drinkers in cafes, lobbying cafes, you know, help this process along. So we're definitely looking to collaborate with more coffee roasters and cafes going forward.
And do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start an eco-friendly business?
My advice for anyone starting an eco-friendly business is that this is the best time to start right now. It's never been easier to start a business. You can leverage the power of the internet. There's so much information and resources out there at your disposal. Not only that, but I think Melbourne and Australia is primed for kind of a revolution in the startup space. There's more funding, there's more support, and the network is growing. So my advice is just get starting, just like I did. Have an idea and run with it. Don't be afraid. Like, it's going to be scary, but my advice is just give it a go, and you never know where you could go with it. Yeah, I guess to wrap up, I would say to consumers out there, you have way more power than you imagine, way more power to make a difference. You have the choice to choose sustainable products that don't impact the environment. So I would just advise you, lobby your local cafe, lobby your coffee roaster, and help make Coffee Grounds history. So that is it for this episode. Any questions, thoughts, or comments, please let us know on Instagram or via the anchor.fm app. You can find us at @zeroimpact_ on Twitter and Instagram. See you soon.